Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, wait a minute. You clowns are on dope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild. Hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts. Hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his co-host, Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good evening, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is, as the man says, Grills Gone Wild. This is Brilliant Ideas, your humble host and my trusty sidekick, Crispy. Good evening, Crispy.
Good evening from hot and humid Orlando, Florida. Yeah.
It's hot in San Diego, too.
Yeah.
Wherever we are, it's hot, right?
Yes. Yes. Hot. Just like the show, Grills Gone Wild. It's hot, hot, hot. Cha-cha-cha.
It is hot. Okay, let me do the legal stuff.
Okay.
Let me get my paper out here. The lawyers say that all opinions, comments, and representations made by our host, that's me and Crispy, and
yes,
their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes only. And that's what we're supposed to do, is entertain you. We did all the legal stuff, so there. So what's going on in Florida? Anything cool?
No, literally trying to stay cool. It was 98 degrees today. It was hot, very hot. Yes. At the beginning of the week, it actually cooled down. Like Sunday night, it got to like 60s, and then we had beautiful 60-degree weather for 2 days, and then all of a sudden, it got hotter than H-E double hockey sticks. Yes, so... No more cool weather for us. It's just going to be a miserable hot summer. Whenever we don't have when Florida doesn't have much of a winter, that
right,
means there's no spring and summer. It's just going to be crazy hot.
Well, that's, you know what you're supposed here. You know what you're supposed to have when it's hot. You could get out a glass, you fill it up with ice, and what do you put in that glass, Mr. Crispy?
I believe you would pour yourself some high roller.
Vodka.
Did I say that right?
Yes, you got it right.
Did I say high roller or holy roller? I was like, uh-oh. High roller spirits, yes.
There you go.
High roller vodka is the world's first and only premium vodka made from sweet potatoes. In 2011, High Roller Vodka won the Double Gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. High Roller Vodka is made with carefully selected California-grown sweet potatoes distilled by hand in a process which creates a sophisticated, unique, elegant, smooth vodka. Life's a gamble. Your vodka shouldn't be. For more information, check out www.highrollerspirits.com.
Yes, definitely check out highrollerspirits.com and www.sweetpotatovodka. And that's one of our sponsors. They're hanging in there with us now. Can you believe it? Almost 2 months. Actually, it is 2 months. They've been with us for 2 months.
I know. You can hear my glass. Shaky, shaky.
And we actually got a new sponsor coming on board, and I guess I can mention their name now that we inked the deal. We've got Albuquerque Seasoning, who's going to be starting to be a sponsor in May. So that's exciting.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah, now we got two crazy people who are actually going to advertise on our show.
I know, right? Can we get a lucky number three? Come on,
hey.
Somebody out there wants to sponsor our awesome show.
By the way, too, for those that are listening, you need to listen closely tonight because we're having a contest. We've been trying this for the last couple of weeks, but because of phone problems and things we've been having issues with, we've been trying to have our trivia contest to give away some coffee mugs. So tonight, with those that are here listening to the Friday Night Show, you'll have a one-up on the folks in Saturday morning who just sleep in and don't listen tonight. But we'll be asking a trivia question tomorrow morning, bright and early at 8:30 on our show. And if you know the answers to the trivia question, all you have to do is just listen tonight, then you can win yourself a beautiful porcelain, I think it's porcelain, some kind of glass, Brilliant Ideas coffee mug with our two ugly mugs on the front. So listen closely, and tomorrow morning, 8:30, we'll be asking for the first caller to call in with the answer to the trivia question. Pretty easy. No purchase necessary. All you have to do is listen. Unless you want to buy us a drink or something, you can. But you don't have to buy anything. Just listen and call in tomorrow morning. And we got our guest on board here this evening. We actually had somebody call in for a change. And I know, it's like last few Friday nights we didn't have guests show up, but we do have our guests show up tonight. And we have Tiana, and I'm going to mess up her last name. Matter of fact, say her last name for me, Crispy.
Gustafson.
Gustafson. We have Tiana Gustafson.
Right.
I've said it like 100 times to make sure I said it right, but it's like aluminum. I can't say aluminum either.
I know.
Tiana, are you there with us?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you fine. Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on the Grill Gone Wild show. We appreciate you coming on tonight. Welcome. And
yes,
welcome
we
to
do.
Our craziness.
Thank you for having me.
So, Tiana, what I'm going to do is, I wanted to make sure you were online here with us first before I started playing some of your music. I'm going to go ahead and actually play one of your songs, and then we're going to come back, and you can sit back and listen to yourself sing. And then we'll come back and talk a little bit about you, your life on the road, your life singing, and tell us all about yourself. So I'm going to play one of your songs. I think I want to pick the one that's, let's go with By Your Side. This is Tiana.
Uh-huh.
Tiana, and I'm going to say it wrong again, Gustafson.
No, so, you know, I'll make it simple. It's just Tiana Starr is my stage name.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm just going to call you Tiana.
There you go.
All right. Tiana's song, By Your Side. Everybody hang tight. We'll be back to talk with Tiana.
But I don't want you to die. Just get up my side. Baby sleeping, let's have some fun. Wait, no he's not. More work to be done.
That was Tiana. Song is By Your Side. Excellent stuff, Tiana.
Thank you so much.
So how long have you been singing?
I've been singing and performing out for about 14 years now. I started when I was pretty young, so
okay.
Yeah, it's been a great ride.
That's great. And by the way, say hello to Crispy. Crispy, he gets his feelings hurt if people don't say hello to him. So say hello to Crispy.
Hi, Crispy. Is that his name?
Is that my real name? Yes, yes, it is. Being up this late at night. Yes. Yes.
Good. Well, good to hear you too.
From Orlando, you Californians.
That's right. We're coast to coast. He's in Orlando. It's what is it, 12, 11 out there on the East Coast. And
yeah.
we wake him up, shake him up, and get him on the radio on Friday night.
Good. That's dedication.
So tell us a little bit about you. It looks like, and I was looking through your bio and some of the information about you, you were kind of a traveling girl early in life and moving from place to place to place. And what was that all about? What happened there?
Well, my dad, it was my dad's job. We moved a lot, and it was an adventure. It was good. You know, when you're running from the law, you know, things are always entertaining.
Nice.
Did you say running from the law?
You know, working the way in the world, whatever you want to say. No, I'm just kidding. My dad's a preacher, actually. So it was still, it's good, though. It was fun.
That's what Crispy and I've been doing for years. That's why we have the shady look and the beard.
Right.
We go by the fake
names. Yeah. You got to learn the tricks of the trade, I tell you.
So you got involved in singing. I assume since your dad was a preacher, did you get involved in singing through the church?
Well, we actually all sing a cappella as a congregation where I go, but I just fell in love with it. I started actually on flute, but when I started writing when I was 16 and started taking voice lessons and realized, you know, it's nice to communicate. So that's how I started singing and songwriting around when I was 16.
Okay. And then I noticed you were actually doing some mission work at the time too. When you started singing and going from place to place, you guys were missions, and I guess you started your singing career doing that.
Yeah, it wasn't. I actually, my singing career isn't really been a part of that, except just, you know, you sing. I don't know if that makes sense, but I've got to see music to people around the world and use like the education part of it in that way. But I write secular songs and just happen to be around the world and around the U.S. while doing it. So
now, a little bird told me this is actually on the Saturday mornings we do this show, and it's a food show. A little bird told me that you were a big time cook in the kitchen. Are you do some specialties? Is that true?
I have been trying. I would not call myself a cook, except that I do cook. But I've been trying to be really healthy, and so I've been, you know, cooking a lot lately. So, you know,
well,
trying new things out.
Well, Crispy can tell you all about that. He's got Hungry Man dinner and what's the tuna fish you eat? You got that down to a science, don't you, Crispy?
Frozen pizzas, frozen burritos. I have like 20 cans of Spam with bacon and ketchup and French fries.
I've never tried Spam. I did a persuasive essay in college on why people should try Spam, and at the end the teacher said, "Oh, so did you try it?" I said, "No."
You haven't tried Spam? I mean, that's like...
No,
that,
I have not.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to send her a can of Spam. Put that down.
I know, we should.
Send her a can of Spam. I think somebody else gets to eat it in my house.
You haven't
lived
unless
you're
3,000. You have to try it. Yeah. So try and try it soon. It's on my to-do list now.
Oh, okay, well, make sure it's on your to-do list because you haven't lived life until you've eaten a can of Spam. So
no,
I'm gonna play
another.
I want to play another one of your songs, and
okay.
we'll come back and chat a bit. And I'm gonna play the one that's Hold Me. By the way, did you write these songs like the one before by yourself?
I did write all these songs myself.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right,
we're gonna
play
Tiana's
song Hold Me. Everybody sit back and listen to the great music, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes after her song. This is the song Hold Me.
Okay.
Don't think about fear, there's no time to stop. Hold me, no one, nobody. Hold me, no one, nobody knows me. No more. Hold me, I want you to hold me. I need someone who knows me more.
Tiana, I hope this doesn't offend you, but I feel like I was on a merry-go-round.
Yeah, it's a very catchy tune.
Thank you. It is kind of like that. I should try and pitch it to merry-go-rounds around the world.
Yeah, you
maybe
should.
Maybe I'd make a lot of money doing that.
Really, that's what I felt like. It was like a merry-go-round. I was like, every time the ring went by, I tried to snatch the ring as it went by. I guess I'm...
I want it in jewelry boxes too, where the little unicorn goes around. I need to pitch that.
There you go. There you go. Hey, Crispy, a new business idea.
I know, right? But with
you
me,
pitch
right,
it, you get it going. And we'll talk about percentages.
Okay.
Nice.
So, Tiana, tell us a little bit about where you actually are. You playing concerts, or are you doing special events and things now with your music?
Yeah, you know, I was doing a lot more. We just relocated, actually, to the central coast of California, and I am 8 months pregnant. I have my second baby due in 4 weeks.
Thank you.
So I don't have any more gigs planned. I did just play one like 2 weeks ago, but that's the last for a few months probably.
Well, you're going to be singing lullabies, I guess, for a while, won't you?
Yeah, you know, my son, I have a three-year-old as well. He doesn't really like me singing. I think it's because it's always kind of like maybe louder and more emotional than most moms. So he's like, no, mommy, no. No, no. He has like a frog that plays corny music, and he really likes that. So we'll see if this is supposed to be a girl. So we'll see if she likes my lullabies better.
Well, I would recommend play that song we just played, that Hold Me song.
Yeah,
he does like that song. Except when I practice it on accordion. See, I wasn't playing accordion on that part. I've learned accordion, and accordion is very, very, very loud. But some days he's up for it, and he helps me play accordion. So.
Now, wait a minute. The accordion is the one where, like, the guy had the monkey in the little tin can, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, those are the little ones where they're just squeezing, and then there's, like, the bigger ones, like, in the more, like, you know, Eastern European countries, and it's got, like, the keyboard on one side and the little dots and little keys on the other side. They're really big. So that's the kind I have.
You know, the instrument that you should bring back the keytar. It's
the
a keyboard and a guitar, the keytar.
That thing's really, I think that's probably even harder than accordion. The only thing harder than the keytar would probably be the bagpipe. And
oh, God, yes. I tried the bagpipes, that's not going to happen.
It's really difficult. Where we lived at Seal Beach, there was somebody, an amateur, learning the bagpipe. I don't know how far down the road they were, but we could always hear them when they tried practicing. It was awful and hilarious.
Sounded like a goose getting run over.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like someone stepping on your kitty.
Yeah. I mean, someone really good at it, it's great, but good for those parents that put up with that. Or maybe they teach them at, like, those all-boys schools somewhere in, like, a castle somewhere, you know, I don't know.
So you're heading into new mommy land. You've got the three-year-old, and you got the other one on the way. So I guess you won't be cutting a whole lot of new songs. Like you say, you'll be walking the floors with a baby. But if people want to buy your music, it looks now.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You have two CDs. Is that correct?
I actually have three.
Oh, see, I'm always wrong.
No, you were close. You were close. Yeah, I put out this last one when my son was about 10 months. Well, it came out when he was closer to a year old. So, so I have three albums, and then if people sign up on my mailing list, you can see Tiana Star, that's the stage name, just one R, STAR, on iTunes and find my three albums. And then people can go to my website, which is tianastar.com, and when my fans sign up on my mailing list, I always email them free songs, and then I'll probably do a light release. I actually have a few songs I haven't released that I'll probably release maybe before, if I'm really on it, in the next 4 weeks, or probably a few months after.
what was that address? Because I was actually, I saw your things on CD Baby. What was the address that people, TianaStar.com?
Yeah, TianaStar.com. And from there, people can click on, like, all my links, including iTunes or YouTube, and as well as you just have my mailing list where they can, I give away free music all the time as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'll play another one of your songs since we're talking about it, but I got to ask you, what's the background on the next song I'm going to play, which is My Ocean?
Okay.
That seems like a different type of song. Is there a hidden story behind that song?
Yes, there is. Very observant of you. I got to go to a Sundance Film Festival last year and perform on TV and radio, and I met some amazing filmmakers. And this song was actually when I, one of the filmmakers contacted me after the event and wanted me to write a song for his short film and write the music for his short film. So I wrote this as the theme song. And so the story behind it was related to that movie. And then I always take it from, you know, my personal experiences. But they were going for a certain type of vibe. And so I tried to match that. Yeah.
Now, what was that movie called? You know?
It's called One Way Ticket. It's by Ray Green and Mi Corazon Productions. People can search them online. So it's just One Way Ticket, or also from my website. People can watch the movie.
All right, well, I'm going to play My Ocean, and we'll come back and chat some more. Everybody sit back. This is Tiana and her song, My Ocean.
Thanks. I'm running as fast as I can.
And that was Tiana and her song, My Ocean. Great stuff.
Awesome song.
Thank you so much.
You can actually take Hold Me and My Ocean and make a whole nother song like Hold Me, My Ocean, Oh, Hold Me So Daintily.
You are. I like it. And then swing me around on this merry-go-round, and then hold me, swing me, hold me. It's just pretty crazy.
Here we go.
Why we should have just played nice talks.
I tell you what, stick with us, you'll go places. We're already working on the deal on the music, on the little music box with Little Unicorn.
Yeah.
And I can see it now. We're going to be multimillionaires. We'll just have to figure out what our cut's going to be.
Never know. You never know.
Well,
sometimes you
I
know,
do.
But sometimes you don't.
and when you know what, with us, you usually don't.
Yeah,
exactly.
But
you
sometimes
never know.
That's the best.
Well, we do appreciate you coming on the show tonight and sharing some of your music and letting us know a little bit about yourself. And I guess we know what your big plans are going to be for the next, probably for at least the next 6 months or so. But
in my entire life.
Yeah, exactly. For
the next
30 years.
Yeah, exactly. People are like 18. You're like, whatever. They're going to be 50. Buy house.
Oh, let me tell you, I got them at 25, 22, and 20, and it's almost like they're still in diapers. So yeah, they never grow up.
Yeah, I'm sure they think the same of you. I know my parents live close by. It's always like this parent kid relationship for life. It's just awesome. So. That's all right. It's the greatest blessing. So thank you guys so much for having me on the show and listening to my music.
You're welcome.
And
before you go, which one? I'm going to play in our closing of our show. I'm going to play one of your songs, and I've got a few more here. I've got New Moon, Room to Grow, and is there one of those that you prefer to play?
Yeah, do Room to Grow. It's a nice, empowering song.
All right, I'll play that when we close out our song. We do thank you for coming on, and we weren't that tough, were we? Everybody calls us the bad boys, but we're pretty easy.
You
guys are super fun. Yeah, you guys are like high fiving each other. Like, come on.
Well, thank
spam.
You again. Eat spam. That's right.
Eat spam, have more kids. It's great.
Oh, yeah, keep us posted, too. When you have the baby, let us know how things are going. And maybe you can come back on and sing. What you have to do is make a whole CD of lullabies. That's what you should do next.
That's what I should do. That seems to be the growing trend. I can understand why.
All right, well, you take care, and thank you for calling
in.
All right, well, bye.
You're welcome. You guys have a great night.
All right,
thank you. You too.
Bye.
All right, there you go. We were pretty good, weren't we? We're not as bad as we usually are.
Nah, we let this show slide for this one time and one time only. Now it's on to the dark side.
Yes, really. Get off the merry-go-round. It's time to be bad boys again.
Yeah, grr, angry, eat spam. Don't have any more kids. No.
For those that are hanging in there with us, don't forget our show tomorrow morning at 8:30 Pacific time, 11:30 East Coast time, where we have our typical foodie show Saturday morning, 8:30 to 10. And tomorrow we have, let's see, what do we got? We got Lucky Lady Laura on her Vegas report, and she's going to Don Pablo Cigars. There's nothing like a cigar after dinner. What do you say, Crispy?
I smoke cigars.
So do I.
Oh, do you? Oh, Mr. Fancy Pants smokes cigars all of a sudden now. Oh, really? No.
Cool. We'll talk about
cigars
tomorrow morning.
Yes.
And then we've got Eric Vega, who is a comedian, actor, singer. He's got it all going on. He's got it all covered, comedy clubs, acting, and singing. And then our old buddy Johnny Big Ears is coming on again. He's introducing his new book, and he's coming out with that tomorrow. And actually, he's got a surprise to give us tomorrow, too, on the show. So We got our show planned for tomorrow, and I guess we got down, what were we at, 9 minutes? You got anything else you want to share? You got any Hungry Man dinner stories or anything, or like Craigslist
no,
girlfriend
I,
stories?
No Craigslist. I'm done with the Craigslist. But also, I saw a post of yours feeding four for under $15.
Yeah.
Now, your little post inspired me to feed four for under $15.
Okay.
Except I think I was able to do it for under $5. Feeding four. Yes, that's right. Dollar store pizzas. You just dress them up and put barbecue sauce and Parmesan cheese and then throw them in the oven. Everybody's happy.
There you go. Hey, let me tell you, dollar store, you can get some bargains at the dollar store. You can go there and get all kinds of. I think they got that what they call minty door stew.
Oh yes, the minty door stew. yummy. I mean, it's good for like Windex and cleaning stuff and, you know, certain things, but, you know, I don't.
Produce.
Some things. I don't know if I would buy pork chops from the dollar store. Who knows where it came from? And they always look fluorescent pink. I don't think pork chops are supposed to look like day glow pink when you're looking at them. I don't know. You know?
No, I don't think you're supposed to look that way.
No, not at all.
And by the way, since it sounds like we've been drinking a high roller vodka, which we probably have been too much of it,
yes.
I'll mention high roller vodka again. Our sponsor, who's been with us now for about 8 weeks, we thank them for their support. And make sure you go out to highrollerspirits.com and buy some of that wonderful sweet potato vodka. And we also want to thank everybody who listens to our shows every Friday night and our Saturday show. And also, what's the Facebook? We got the Facebook page.
We like to thank the 500 so people. And
yeah.
I do believe I saw you post that if we can get up to 1,000 people.
Yeah.
I will dress up in a tutu with cowboy boots and a cowboy hat, smoking a cigar, drinking sweet potato vodka. Oh, yeah.
You got a deal. Okay, everybody, go like that page because we've got to see that.
Oh, look, it's 1,200. Oh, crap, I'm in trouble now. I got to find a tutu for a 6'4" guy. That'll be interesting.
You know I'm going to hold you to that, too.
Oh, I know. I know I'm going to be in big trouble.
Okay, let's see. Matter of fact, let me see. Okay, so I go to the dollar store. I need to get a tutu, cowboy boots, cigars, and what else did you say? Oh, we got the high roller vodka, so we're all good.
Cowboy hat. I need to get a cowboy hat.
And a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, make sure you hit our like page because I can't wait for that video, and that'll go viral.
It may. Never know.
Even if it doesn't go viral, it'll definitely make somebody sick.
It'll make somebody something, all right, or I'll end up in the Looney Tune house somewhere with Charles Manson or whoever in the Looney Bin place. That'd be great.
Well, on that note, on that tutu note, make sure, too, anybody who's listening, we're going to have our trivia question tomorrow morning between 8:30 and 8:35. I'm going to be asking a question about tonight's show, and if you listen closely, it's going to be real simple, and you can win yourself a beautiful coffee mug with our ugly mugs on it. So make sure you check in tomorrow morning, 8:30, and we post our links on Facebook on both our radio page and on my Facebook page. And I guess that pretty much covers it. We've been able to exhaust all the time. It's time for me to turn everything off and play this last song of Tiana's, unless you got something else to add over there from Florida.
No, we're also on Twitter at Brilliant Ideas Radio or Brilliant Idea Radio. The S was too long, apparently. So it's Brilliant Idea Radio. I just realized that the other night.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 8:30. Everybody have a nice Friday evening. And this is Tiana's song, Room to Grow, and we'll see you tomorrow.
People always try to tell me what to do. People always try to tell me what to wear. But I'm not you. And I can dye my own hair. People always try to tell me what to say. Try to tell me the words to say. But I don't wear your ring. And I can find my own way. To change my life, you can never look too thin. Well, I didn't read that book. I don't play games I can't.
Site missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.